Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
The hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion. Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something, that perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. Now, that is not to say that the truth doesn't exist, nor is it to say that the truth isn't important. Clearly, the search for the truth has led us to do great things, to learn great things. But I think if I were to really ask you to think about this, one of the things that we could all acknowledge is that part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you and probably for the person sitting next to you. But this may not be the same truth. This is because the truth of the matter is very often, for many people, what happens when we merge facts about the world with our beliefs about the world. So we all have different truths. They're based on things like where we come from, how we were raised, and how other people perceive us.
All right, welcome back on this Wednesday. it's Thursday. My days are all out of whack here. Welcome back on this Thursday. If you're wondering who you are listening to there, that is Catherine Mayer, CEO of NPR. Okay, and then I wouldn't say that they search for the truth too much. I don't think I want to live in her world. I mean, unfortunately, we are living in their world up to a point here, but I don't think I'd like to live in her world. She doesn't seek the truth because the truth is, let's be honest, uncomfortable. And most times the truth hurts. The truth is, you know, absolute. Whenever you hit somebody with the truth, you know, it can be a glorious moment or it can be a sucky moment for you. Perfect example out here, J.K. Rowling's. The truth is a beautiful and terrible thing and must therefore be treated with great caution. I agree with that statement. It is beautiful and terrible at the same time because the truth is you get to hear things sometimes that you don't want to hear. For example, so you get some bad news at the doctor's and they tell you that your family member has some type of an illness. That's a very serious illness and they give you 6 months that you have to live. Do you want to hear that truth? No, you don't. I'm just using it as an example. I don't believe doctors can tell you how long you're going to live. There is only one that says how long that you actually live, but you get my point here. Another one, John 8:32. Then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. See, she's trying to make an argument that truth is not really necessary. It's more necessary for us to find common grounds. She's also trying to discredit truth, saying that each individual has their own form of truth. So whatever is true to you is true. Well, that doesn't actually make it true. I could sit here and say that I am the greatest podcaster of all times. I am the most listened to conservative show on downloaded and streamed anywhere. And I can say that and I could try to believe that as my own truth. But facts are that that is far, far from the truth. And not even close. Truth is important. It's more important than putting it aside and finding a common ground. How can I have a common ground? How can we find common ground if I'm willing to push to the side truth and fact? Generally, truth leads to facts. You have anybody over time that has searched for truths, it always leads to something rock solid, because when you find a truth, it's always rock solid. Again, it may be good or it may be bad, but it's still solid at the end of the day. They want us to live in a world where anybody can have their own truth. And if you associate this with a lot of stuff that's going on today, for example, you find that your truth is believing that you are the wrong sex. And that even though you are a male, your truth is that you are actually a female. Well, everybody around you sees how untrue that really is. But if you go by what she's saying, then you live in your own truth. So as long as it's true to you, then it must be true. And that's not the way things work. It's a pretty poor model. Any book you've read in history about communism, socialism, anything, they distort the truth. You know, they have to take away the truth, because truth always leads back to one thing. It always leads back to fact. Truth will always lead to the light, always. And they can't have that. So what they're doing right now is they're trying to distort the actual truth, and they're trying to give people who are already struggling mentally a way out to believe in your own truth. Doesn't make it true, but if it's your own truth and you believe that that is my truth and that's the way it is, well, then you can try to justify your madness. This lady sits there and talks about truth. However, she is the same person at NPR that fired or suspended, and then ultimately he resigned after 25 years of being with the publication, Berliner, because he decided in a 3,500 word piece that he wrote in the anti-establishment publication of the Free Press, he claimed that NPR failed to properly cover allegations of Donald Trump colluding with Russia in the roundup to the 2016 election, the controversial COVID-19 lab leak theory, and the New York Post's story on the Hunter Biden laptop. So he wrote a scathing article criticizing them for being more of a liberal paper and not being fair and balanced. Because of that, and the editor-in-chief, Edith Chaplin, quickly pushed back against his characterization of the outlet, telling staff in a memo that management strongly disagreed with Uri's assessment of the quality of our journalism and the integrity of our newsroom process. And then Catherine Mayer stepped in and more or less told them to fire him. It always looks good when you suspend somebody, it looks better for you that then they resign. Where behind the scenes, you're not getting an opportunity to resign. They're telling you, we're going to can you, but we're going to let you look okay on the way out. We're going to let you say that you decided to resign on your own rather than us canning you. But at the end of the day, she canned him for speaking the truth and giving his opinions. The fact of the matter is, NPR is not a fair and balanced paper. It is liberal leaning. And if she wants to be, you want to talk truth, that is the truth of the matter. However, in her world, in her version of the truth, she would probably tell you that their paper is fair and balanced, even though if you go on there 9 times out of 10, everything that they're giving you is just liberal junk. They don't try to be fair and balanced and give you news as it comes out evenly. This is the same person, again, like I told you, is trying to convince you that truth is unimportant. It's more important for you to find a middle ground with somebody who disagrees with what you have to say and does not share your beliefs. Or maybe just somebody that doesn't care to find the truth and they are stuck on stupid and they have their opinion and then they want you to actually go have a conversation and find some common ground with that type of a lunatic. I don't know, call me crazy, but I have no interest in that. Truth is truth. At the end of the day, that's what we all search for. That's what we should be searching for. The ultimate truth is God. We should all be searching for that for sure. But in our world as well, truth is rock solid and is important. All right, here I'll give you some truth. You want to hear truth on full display. Now remember, if everybody has their own truth, then I guess this is his truth, and I'm going to give you his truth right now.
We're calling him Uncle Bosey. He was shot down. He was Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. Never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there and they checked and found some parts of the plane and the like.
Joe Biden talking about his Uncle Boozy. I mean, this guy's got some names, man. I mean, the names that this guy has for people that were in his life are amazing. Anyways, his Uncle Boozy got shot down in a plane over New Guinea, and he was possibly eaten by cannibals. That's his truth, or that's the truth he's trying to sell you right now. That he's got all these great stories from the past, and his family was so involved in American history, and now he's got a family member that potentially got the Jack Sparrow treatment in Pirates of the Caribbean, where you landed on an island somewhere where they decided to eat you. Truth, huh? Am I supposed to listen to that and believe that? Am I supposed to buy into that bullcrap? I'm supposed to just sit back and go, oh, yes, Joe, you're Uncle Boozy. Listen, Boozy sounds like a rap name. Little Boozy. I would be willing to bet money there's probably somebody called Little Boozy. I'm just going to say, I don't know for sure. That's not my thing. I'm not, certainly nowadays, I know older rappers. I don't know anybody named Little Boozy from back in the day, but yeah, the new type. Who knows? But it seems like everybody puts Lil in front of their name. I'm sure there's a Lil Boozy somewhere around there that could add that into a rap song somewhere and say, you know, Joe Biden's talking about him, Lil Boozy. I'm supposed to buy into that. This guy's insane. Yeah. But please, people, please. Everybody in the middle, everybody that's you know, left-leaning, please. Think about what you're doing this time if you vote for this moron again. I mean, yeah, Lil Boozy flying a plane, eaten by cannibals. Please, for the love of God, it can't get any worse. Oh, and I have one more that I found this pretty astonishing. It might be a little bit difficult to understand her. She's speaking in her English and her native language, but I would like you to hear. This is at an NYC town hall, and foreigners showed up to voice their opinions and concerns about things that are going on. I wanted you to hear what she has to say in New York. Here that is.
This is unacceptable. This is shameful time in New York history. This city is not friendly for all people. It is anti-African and xenophobic. Cette ville n'est pas du tout accueillante pour les Africains. Elle est raciste et xénophobe. Et on doit le dire. We came to share this testimony to let you all know in this council you all are responsible for this pain and suffering that will affect us for generations to come. But you also can change this for better. C'est l'hôpital qui se moque de la charité. New York City should at least live up to the standard it projects to the world instead of the mediocrity he has shown our community. Africans deserve dignity and respect. We are not animal. This country has a habit to... I'm so upset. You have a habit to receive all over immigrants, all over community. Why is it going to be done only to the African? Because it's an embedded protocol of racism and xenophobia in this city. And I want all my fellow Africans to know what it is that they will face if they come in New York City. Thank you.
All right, so she's complaining about the way she's being treated in New York City currently. She's upset about the free lodging. It's not up to her standards. So the free food and the free room and board that she's getting right now are not meeting her standards. I got a really, really simple solution. I'm going to go out on a limb here. If you don't like it, you know, what you can do, you can go back home. Yeah, maybe your lodging and your food was better home, though. Why don't you just go back home then? Why did you come here? Okay, we're doing more than we should be doing. You shouldn't be getting free rooms and boarding and free food. You should be have come here prepared to work and just like the rest of us go to work and earn a living like everybody else. It's amazing how you come from somewhere else, you're getting a free handout. Okay, we're hooking you up with our tax dollars that we're paying. We're doing the best that we can for you, which we shouldn't be. Helping people in need that are taxpayers is one thing. Helping people that just are bombarding the border and they get bussed up there and then we're still giving you free room and board on the taxpayer's dime, we shouldn't be doing. But you actually have the nerve and the audacity to come in here and complain because it doesn't meet your standards. Amazing how people can be. Go home. Go home. It's not about being xenophobic. It's not about being anti-African. Okay. What this is about is that you are complaining about free stuff. You're getting it free. You're getting everything that you had here free. I'm sure that some Democrat somewhere paid for your ticket to come over here. And then the head idiot Democrat in the White House lets you come across the border for free. And then you probably got bused to New York City for free. And now you're in New York City and you got free room, free warm. So you got three hots and a cot. And you're still complaining? I mean, what more do you want? Go home. Have a nice, safe trip back. Actually, we could put you on a plane and send you there today. If room and board is so much better in Africa, then why did you leave there to come here to the United States? Why didn't you come here legally, the right way, ready to work, have all your stuff in order, and get down and work like the rest of us do? Like, I go out and sweat and bust my butt every day, and everybody else here that's listening to me does the same thing. People like that are ungrateful, and you don't deserve to be on American soil. And at the end of the day, what you should do, or what we should do, is send you back home.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.